Despite his defeat in the November election and his role in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, former President Donald Trump appears to be hardening his control of the Republican Party. That's true in Maine, where the state GOP condemned the violence that took place earlier this month, but still remains firmly in the grip of the one-term president who stoked the riot with false claims about a stolen election. All this has left Republicans who have long identified with the party but who don't support Trump wondering if they can still call the GOP home. Our chief political correspondent, Steve Missler, today provides some reporting around this fallout in his weekly Political Pulse newsletter, and he is here now to talk about what he's found. Steve, the lead item in the newsletter today highlights two former state Republican senators, Kevin Ray and Roger Cates. Both of them are lifelong Republicans whose identities are closely linked to their party affiliation. Yet Ray and Cates have been outspoken in their opposition to the former president, and now both are facing retribution for announcing their support for President Joe Biden last fall. What is going on?
Yeah, sure, Nora. I mean, first, I want to provide a little bit of background about Kevin Ray and Roger Cates, because as you mentioned, both of these men are lifelong Republicans. And Kevin Ray told me he first attended his attended his first GOP convention in 1978. And he didn't miss another one or didn't miss one until 2016, which, of course, was the year Trump won the Republican presidential nomination. Ray would go on to work for former U.S. Senator Olympia Snowe and later became the Maine Senate president in 2011. And he was generally known as a strong conservative, but he was also pretty pragmatic in the sense he was, you know, he was willing to work with Democrats. And Cates is of a similar mold. You know, he's a lifelong Republican. His father was a Republican. And he remembers attending a parade in 1954 for Dwight Eisenhower. Both of these men have been pretty vocal about what they view as Trump's threat, not just to the GOP, but also the country. And that's what prompted them to write a column in the Bangor Daily News last fall announcing that they would support Joe Biden for president.
And we saw this all over the country. They were definitely not the only Republicans who announced they would support Joe Biden last year.
That's correct. In fact, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that Joe Biden is our president, in part because Republicans crossed over and voted for him. Now, we don't have a lot of data to illustrate exactly how many people did that, but we can say with certainty that split ticket voters were ascendant this year, and at a time when a lot of political observers were basically writing them off as relics of another time.
And these two former Republican senators have drawn a lot of ire from Trump supporters, right?
That's right, Nora. So earlier this month, the Waldo County GOP, which is one of 16 Republican county committees, passed a resolution that attempts to censor Kevin Ray and Roger Cates. If I can, I'd like to read you just part of this resolution that it passed. It says, Roger Cates and Kevin Ray publicly and willfully allowed their personal opinions to support Democrat Joe Biden for president in the 2020 election, thereby giving the impression that their support was a credible decision for other Republicans to follow their belief, end quote. So what they're saying here is by speaking their mind, Cates and Ray essentially gave permission for other Republicans to take a similar vote against Trump. In other words, these two Republicans are being censored for expressing their opinion and not showing fealty to Trump.
So ironically here then, Cates and Ray have been basically canceled by members of their own party.
That's right, which is interesting given that Trump Republicans in particular have made so-called cancel culture out to be some sort of threat to the Republic, right? I mean, I don't want to overstate the magnitude of this resolution, but, you know, for example, if Cates and Ray wanted to run for office, you know, again, they could do that and this document would likely have no legal standing. But it's illustrative of the fact that Trump activists remain firmly in control of these local county committees. They're loyal to Trump and they're seeking retribution against Republicans who don't think or vote like they do. I'll also add that this type of stuff is happening all over the country. This week, the Oregon GOP ratified its own resolution that condemned the 10 Republicans in the U.S. House that voted to impeach Trump for his role in the January 6th insurrection. And it even went so far as to call that riot a false flag event perpetrated not by Trump supporters, but by leftist agitators. There's, of course, tons of evidence to the contrary and none to their claim. Now, and also, I should add that the Arizona Republican Party passed a similar resolution and is even going after its Republican governor because he apparently made the mistake of certifying the results of a free and fair election. Now, the Maine Republican Party hasn't taken these kind of steps, at least publicly, but it's pretty clear that the party is still very much in Trump's corner.
So if you're a Republican now, you may have a lot of questions about the future of your party.
Yeah. And, you know, to be fair, inter-party fights are pretty typical in political parties because there's often an activist or populist wing that's butting up against what you might call the governing wing. I mean, you saw this during the Tea Party uprising between 2010 and 2013. And also, I would say, even in the Democratic Party between establishment Democrats and progressives who are inspired by people like Bernie Sanders. What's different here, though, is that the GOP's populist wing is tying itself to a one-term president who is no longer in office, who will soon be on trial in the Senate for inciting an insurrection, and yet has no plans to relinquish control of the party to potential successors. And that raises a lot of questions for Republicans who don't pledge fealty to Trump. They're basically wondering if they can somehow take the party back or even remain Republicans. And that's precisely the questions that, you know, Republicans like Kevin Ray and Roger Cates are asking themselves right now. And I can tell you that they're looking for answers, but finding precious few.
And that's Chief Political Correspondent Steve Missler. Thanks a lot, Steve.
My pleasure, Nora.
And you can read the Political Pulse newsletter at mainpublic.org/pulse or subscribe so it's delivered to your email weekly on Fridays.